In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in the Coptic month of Tuba, and the last week before the Lord Lent, before the fasting. That's why it will be, we are preparing ourselves for fasting, for the fast. And today we are talking about the healing of the man born blind. And I want to take like a message or a lesson from this miracle, what Jesus Christ did with a man born blind. And I wanted to know exactly how to build myself spiritually and what is exactly the lesson that I learned from Jesus Christ who said it to me today on his mouth about how to build myself, especially that we are going to the Great Lent. The man said, "I was blind, but now I see." And first, I wanted to know what exactly he said that. The man said, "I was blind and now I see." Actually, every day I come to the church and I listen to sermon, I listen to the gospel, I pray, I'm not praying. I have to say the same word as exactly this man said. "I was blind and I now see." In the opening of the Gospel of St. John, we read already today, we read St. John 9, 1 to 41. Chapter number 1, St. John opening, the opening of St. John Gospel is exactly written like that. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be." And I will highlight this verse again. "All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be." We are trusting Him. What came to be through Him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. St. John didn't mention about only the beginning of the Word when it was darkness. No. He was talking about the Word because he said, like, in the beginning was the Word. Yes. And when the Word became man, He was enlightening all the world. Before Jesus Christ, there was darkness. And if I'm talking about the incarnation now, I'm talking about myself when I came to the church, when I came to be a Christian after the baptism. Jesus Christ opened my eyes. And every time I came to the Father of Confession and I sit down with Him, God opened my eyes. When I came to the church and I take His communion, His body and His blood, again, He is opening my eyes. This is the darkness. I was in darkness. When I go outside in the world, when I go outside and I see what happened outside, it's the darkness. And I am the light. I am the light, yes. Jesus Christ said, "I am the light." And me too, I am the light in the world. I will go through the first message that I received from, I can learn it today, from this man, or the miracle of what Jesus Christ exactly did. I will talk about the spiritual blindness. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, "Hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. For the heart of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." In Isaiah he said that they have eyes but they can't see, and they have ears and they can't listen. They have heart, but they can't feel. And the question is, how many times God is talking to me during the day? And I have to understand, this is what I said before last week, that we have to ask God, I'm listening to you in the morning. I have to start the day by that. Exactly like Samuel said, I'm listening to you, God, talk. Talk to me. What exactly you want? That's why I have to start my day by that. I have to listen to his words. Exactly like St. Anthony. How many times we came to the church and listened to the same gospel as St. Anthony, for example, listened to that. Many and many and many times. But he listened to the word of God and he said, yes, I have to sell everything in my life. That's why I have to understand, I have to listen, I have to recognize what exactly God is saying to me. He is talking to me during the day. But the problem, according to my spiritual blindness, I can't see him and I can't listen to him. Then I have to understand what exactly the walls, the obstacles that I have in my life that separate me to listen to Jesus Christ. During the day, there's a lot of things. One day, St. Anthony, he was in the desert, but it's not inside, but it's outside. And he saw a woman, and she went to a lake. She wanted to swim. And suddenly, he said to this woman, why you are doing that in front of a monk? She said, if you are a monk, you have to go inside, not here beside all the country or the city. However, this woman, what she said or what she's doing, St. Anthony recognized that this is a word from God to him, direct to him, to St. Anthony. And he said, go inside. How many times Jesus Christ talked to me during the day and say, for example, go inside yourself to see yourself. How many times he said, I love you and I wanted to talk to you. How many times during the day? Maybe you will say, I can't hear his voice. And we will see now what is a blindness, the spiritual blindness. And the causes of spiritual blindness is three. Ignorance, the pride, and the fear. And I will go through the same, this is story what happened with the man who was born blind. And we will see there is three categories. The disciples and Pharisees and the parents. And the three are causes of the spiritual blindness. They can't or they couldn't see Jesus Christ through that. Ignorance, pride, and fear. Let's start by the ignorance. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. The disciples were the disciples of Jesus Christ. It's not the first, it wasn't the first miracle that Jesus Christ will do. Then Jesus Christ was present with all the disciples all the time, but they ignored him. Even they asked about the sin, about what happened and something like that. And they didn't ask him, can you heal him? They ignored the existing of Jesus Christ. And during the day, this is exactly what happened. During the day, I'm ignoring the presence of Jesus Christ with me in my life. How many times I raise my heart during the day, I say, Jesus Christ, help me. Jesus Christ, be with me. How many times during the day, for example, I open a psalm to read it. It will take maybe 20 or 30 seconds. How many times I open to read a small paragraph, even from the gospel, to remember his name. I'm ignoring his presence with me. The problem, because I am very busy. What happened? The disciples are very busy with this man, what he's saying about what is the Jewish law, for example, and they are very busy about that, but they ignoring the presence of Jesus Christ and they didn't ask him to help.
What about Jonah? Because we just finished Jonah last week. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. By the way, we know that Jonah, the meaning of Jonah is dove, and Amittai, the truth. Again, the dove and the truth. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its weakness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. And sometimes I'm doing the same. Flee from the Lord. The Lord is existing everywhere. But maybe, okay, I have no time to talk to you. I wanted to flee. You are seeing a lot of things to do, but I'm not able to do that. I have no time, for example, to stay with you for a few moments, for example, to discuss with you now. During the day, I am very busy with my kids, my home, my house, my whatever, my work, my job, my service at church. I'm serving the church too. I have no time to talk to you. I'm ignoring you totally. But he is talking to you. That way I have to recognize his name. And the second is the pride, which is connected to Pharisees. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man Jesus is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. The problem, or the second issue that I'm facing or causing the spiritual blind, is also the pride. I'm good. I'm serving a church. I'm a praying in the morning. I'm a praying. What else? I feel that I'm on pride. I'm good. I'm a very good person. I'm doing everything good. Why I have to, for example, to go to confess, for example, I can go once per maybe a month. Or a year. I feel that I am good inside myself. The first thing that causes a spiritual blind, that I feel I am good. Then the first one, I'm ignoring God. I'm not listening to him all the day. This is a problem. I'm ignoring him because I'm not saying his word or his name during the word. This is the first. And the second is that I'm a pride. I have a pride. I have a problem that I'm not saying, really, I'm a sinner. I have a problem in my life, and I have to go to God under his feet, and I have to confess, and I have to repent. And exactly what happened with Jonah. But Jonah has gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep?" But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong. And he became angry. He prayed to another part, to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish." Tarshish. I am, like, what happened with Jonah is the same. I know, it's one of parts. He felt sometimes that, okay, well, how I can go and preach to the people of the Gentiles? No, I am one who preached the Jews or the Jewish. I can't, of the people of Israel, I can't go to anywhere. I am the Christian. I am the servant. I am who is existing in the church. How someone, for example, talk to me like that, with that way? Pride. I have to understand that the pride is one of the wall between me and between God, the ego. And I have to understand this too. The ego is the first thing destroys the spiritual life. And the last one is a fear. "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born," this is the parents, "blind. But how he can see now, or how open his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He's of age. He will speak of for himself." His parents and said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Also, I have fear inside my heart. A lot of people said, how I can go to Father of Confession and say what I did? And also I have a fear that maybe Jesus Christ, he will not accept me. I did a lot of sins in my life. And this is exactly what happened. One day one man came to me after 17 hours away from God. And he said, how do you believe that Jesus Christ will accept me? I have a fear from long, long, long years. And I have the same feeling, like what he said. I have the same feeling that he will never accept me because I did a lot of things. And I opened the Bible with him. And I show him how God accepts all the people, all the sinners. All the sinners. And he was like, I didn't read that before. Because it was like 17 hours away from God. But are you believed that? I told him, yes. He is opening his arms. Don't be fear. Don't be afraid. No fear inside your heart. God will accept you however what you did. That's why don't be like the parents. They didn't witness that he, Jesus Christ, who did that. No. And also don't be afraid when you are outside and say, I am Christian. Don't be afraid about that. Say it. Say it, I am Christian. And make a good witness for Jesus Christ. We have a lack of a spirit of Jesus Christ, a spirit of Christianity outside this church in the world. And I have to understand that I am the image of Jesus Christ, of image of God outside. Then the three things make a blindness, like a wall between me and between God, and causes a spiritual blindness. Ignorance, number one. Number two is the pride. Number three is a fear, like appearance. And finally, what I have to do? I have to listen and obey. I have to clean and I have to witness. Exactly what I have to listen. When Jesus Christ asked him, go and wash your eyes. He put a clay inside his eyes. Who can imagine that? Someone who he spit from the ground and took something and put a clay in my eyes and he said, wash your eyes now. And he believed, he trusted him. He obeyed. Open the Bible and see what exactly Jesus Christ said and do it. Don't be afraid. Listen to him and obey. Exactly. And you will see what Jesus Christ will do. Abuna, we can't do that. In this world, it's hard. It's hard and very difficult to do that. No, we can do. We are very weak, but with God, we are strong. Don't be afraid. Listen and obey. And then clean the heart. Exactly what the man did. He cleaned his eyes from everything. Every time you have a small sin in your life, go quickly and repent. Go quickly and repent. Don't keep anything small inside your heart. Don't build a wall between you and between God. Destroy this wall by coming to the church quickly and say, I am a sinner. God, I'm repenting. And go to your Father of Confession and confess. And take the communion clean. Every single day clean. Clean with God. And finally, you will witness the image of God. That's why we say in Ephesians that the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh. Sophia Theoproskomen, Kirelaison, Kirelaison, Chenometmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Mother, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, by essence of the Father, by whom all things are made. For us women, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, under the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in the glory to judge the living and the dead, whose skin shall not have blind. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the light of life, who receives the Father, who with the Father and the Son, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism for the remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Forgive me, my Father, my brethren.
Schlingele flogison
Epie prosavki stasite
Es muere ni posi
Et omnem vati
O God, the Redeemer now formed man in incorruption. And that which in the world from the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly beat by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostle kisses.
Lord,
بمسرتك يا الله املأ قلوبنا من سلامك وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل ريا ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستعكين كلنا يا سيدنا نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير الميل السامية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your Son of mercy upon us. Offer, offer, offer in order. Stand with trembling, look towards the east. Let us attend.
He tenebres veiante, tete oto, causes to one mare, choice I am, what man in becoe, more in ten, et nori, ten wash them, moco preferestos, nel vecchio tenavasos, nel verdem males oem,
Sorti emon e the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyon kezike o. Alisos Garchenum es mi axeion, Kazikaum. O you who are Master Lord God of Truth, being before the judges and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that it therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne, of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
أنت هو الذي يقف حولك الشروبيم الممتلئون عيونا والسيرافيم ذو الستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين.
Oh.
نرد آرگد او فرم داس کریت داس ان پلیز داس ان دا پارادایس of joy. When we disobey the commandment by the guile of the serpents, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets, and in the last days you manifest yourself to us while sitting in the shadow, in darkness and in the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Salvation, he granted us the birth from high to water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by his spirit. He loved his own warrant and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold. On account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. On the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day of recompense on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our
sins. Efteshgar etefi efmu qab ankhem pikun mus. Afchi en u oik جنب جيق ثواب نعط عطشني أول عطليم أول مكاريون أول رفتان افغان سم شوی اتفاروک فی تفوف ان یون تفنوتی او افنی ونت آن نوین اتفشه پگمود
آمین
آف اسمو ایرو افن آگی ازین اموف تیف نیت نوف ناگی اسماتی تیس اوان اپوستولوس ثواب افگو اموس تک ایتو ویت اول او یو فور دیس از مای بادی شل بی بروکن فور یو اند فور منی تو بی گیون فور د ریمیشن اوف سینز دو دیس in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vajriti om pike afot menen sapdipnon afton tvevolchen o erpenem umo etaf shepengemon. Tief ohne Nieten auf in Agios Matitis, Owen Apostolus ist Owen Evgoem. Take, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Commemorate his holy passion and resurrection from the ascension into the heavens, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, full of glory, we offer unto you your oblations from what is yours. For every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, and we worship you.
Let us attend. Amen.
O Paioinke Menentef Aifen Soma, if on Aventa. Pai afod de onenes no feftaiot in te ti diatsi ki em veri enta. For us one salvation, remission, and an eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Gospel with her master to partake of your holies and the perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and spirit, one may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace. With all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, that Bishop Baba Ambatawad Rose II.
Pray for
our
peaceful father, George II, Pope Patrick, and Archbishop of the Great Seer of Alexandria, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, our Orthodox human priests and deacons.
Pray for the human priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
Lord. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember all the safety of this place, which is yours in every plain and every monastery, for look, fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and all the cities, districts, island, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God faith, graciously accord the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers, the sea, the herbs, and the plant, all the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Rend them to their measure according to your great gift, joy to the face of the earth, may it for it be abundantly waters, and its fruits be plentiful, prepare it for sowing and harvesting, manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, and the stranger, on the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone will wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you, give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord,
and this alone, the covenant of your guidance and ocean, commemoration of your sin, graciously accord the Lord to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous who consume it in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God the Lord. And Saint John, the Forerunner, Baptist, and Martyr, and Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarchs and the Virgin Church, Corinthians, and the Apostolic, Saint Peter, our Martyr, and High Priest, and Shemuel, Gratis, and Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, Saint Cyril, and Ben, and Gregory, and the Legend, and Gregory, the Wonder Worker, and Gregory, the Armenian, the 300, and the Tina, Sibylla, and Nicaea, the 150 Contatible, and the 200 Evasons, Nimpenios, Nimpenios, Pinistia, Antonius, Nimpesmia, Pavli, Nimpishom, the Sova, Macadin, Nishinetinus, Avroforums, Nimpenut, Ava, Biromenus, Nimpenut, Ava, Pishoi, Pimis, Biromentelios, Pimin, Rit, and Depensotirin, Asus nempenion baba alva kirillus pimasu, and all the car of fears and truth whose praise and supplication have mercy on us all. And save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs of the sheep, O Lord, pose their souls and forgive us our sins.
Doxa si kiriye, kiriye, leison, kiriye, leison. Those who honor everyone whose name we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our mind, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, our Lord, remember the souls of your servant Nadia, Joachim, Atiyah, graciously, our Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustain them in the green pasture and the by water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away, in the light of your sons. Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, and shall be, it is from generation to generation, and unto all the ages of the
lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this soul, so in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit, the peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Again, let us give thanks to God the Father, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and demon. Befe Christos enje pipanto curator choice penuti e
Amen amen e prosevex aste
Prince of life, the source of knowledge, creator of grace, and benefactor to our souls, the source of wisdom, teacher of purity, founder of the ages, and who accepts pure prayers, who gives to those who full-heartedly rely on him the things which the angels desire to avenge in one life. Lifted us from the dim to light, who gave us in life instead of death, and who granted us freedom from slavery, who made our inner darkness to shine due to the coming of your only begotten Son in flesh. Now also, O our Master, enlighten the eyes of our hearts, purify us, and give us perfection in soul, body, and with a pure heart and clean lips, we dare to in intimacy to call you, God, the Holy Father, who are in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, who reigns in the kingdom of the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In Christ Jesus, our
Ari efmevim şansın nincin soğut yesmoyen avu.
Sotis amin, ketub nevmati somet avu theo proskomen.
Min kiriyelei son, kiriyelei son, kiriyelei son.
Adiyeti sagis floitos kriyonsus Christus iut theos eyes musen ebne ama yönemi.
Eso panagios verti.
Agion keimati imion alintinoni soresto to you to theumon amin. Agion timion soma kemalintinon iso cresto to you to theumon amin. Fintem manu il pannuti fai pechno with me amin. I believe and confess the transcendent that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of our soul, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for our soul. Truly, I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in Toroth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. المرؤوس الجيري ابن ماسوان فرقيت الأمين دنو إكرامي يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطار بهذه التسبح اليوم إلى العلو اذكرنا أمام الله الحالي صلى الله عليه وسلم المجد لله في الأعالي وعلى الأرض السلام الناس المسر
آمين الليلويا تسابت فيك This morning in intent, this morning my OM, if you are always morning, sitting in the same olive, big nine and take hearing the oil, soft and big clouds. So till mono one I run, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie if no gis on a minus, Moeroes, Moeroes, Dimetania, Goni, Evon, Goem, Desmo.
Mopia Christos, Penuti.
Amin, Ese, Sho.
Ya Malik, Salam, Atina, Salam, Karril, Lena, Salam, Swafir, Lena, Khatayan. لك القوه المجد لك البركه رز الابد امين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر ابانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك ياتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض خبزنا كفافنا واعطنا اليوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن ايضا المذنبين الينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربه لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لان لك الملك والقوه والمجد الى الابد.